I would like to invite you to a short photo gallery and documentation of another radio receiver from my collection, a Mono Beskid from the Unitra Diora stable, also known as DMP-411. This receiver was produced in the 1970s to 80s and allows to receive radio waves in the long, 165 to 285 kHz, medium, 525 to 1605 kHz, short, 5.96 to 9.8 MHz, and UKF OIRT, 65.5 to 73.5 MHz ranges. It also allows connection of a DIN input, e.g. from a tape recorder. It is powered from the mains, still 220 volts, 50 Hz. Power consumption approximately 10 watts. Unitra Diora Beskid from outside. The front panel is made of black plastic. The case is made of plywood. On the front panel, we see the main switch and four isostat switches for changing the ranges, U, D, S, K. There is also a hidden function there. Pressing U and D simultaneously activates the DIN tape input. In addition to this, there are two sliders, in my case without heads, for adjusting the strength and timbre of the sound. The fiberboard is removable at the back. On the rear panel, there is an aerial output and a DIN-type turntable slash magnaphone output. This output is activated by pressing the D and S range selector keys simultaneously. The radio is a box just under 14 centimeters high, 18 centimeters deep, and 52 centimeters wide. Unitra Diora Beskid inside. The back plate is removed by loosening three screws. Inside, you'll notice a ferrite antenna, an incandescent light bulb, backlighting, a 50 Hz mains transformer. It's not those days that switching power supplies were popular, and a single Tonsil GD10/16/5 ohm speaker. To get further, loosen the screws holding the catches in the housing groove. PCB freed from its hooks, which need to be loosened from the underside of the case, extending the front end from the PCB. You can see the adjustable capacitor used for tuning by changing the capacitance. In the photos, I have tried to capture the characteristic components of the time well. Here, for example, you can see the isostat switches, filters, coils, also those with an air core, and even the BF195 and BF194 transistors in those characteristic housings of theirs. You can also see the tuning mechanics with the string. There's quite a bit of dirt around the front, but I shouldn't complain anyway. It's the best preserved electro-junk receiver I've come across so far. Volume and tone potentiometers. Unitra Zatra TS610 mains transformer. Finally, the integrated circuits. The radio is realized on UL1211 and UL1402. What is the UL1211? Below you have it in Polish. And about the UL1402. Whole PCB. From the underside I did not take a photo, but it is rather clear that it is single-sided and the assembly is through-hole. THT. Finally, the schematic. The schematic has already appeared on our forum several times, but for the sake of convenience, I will post it here anyway. According to the information I found, the schematic fits related receivers, Silesian DMP-401, Beskid DMP-411, and Giwont DMP-413. Summary. This radio is older than I am, and in my childhood, I was not likely to encounter such wonders anymore. But I still liked it very much, especially as it is one of the better preserved copies that came into my hands. Some time ago, I posted a similar topic on the forum about Unitra Snowball R207, and if another similar receiver falls into my hands, I will be happy to document it too. And what radios do you guys have in your collections? The first five posts by different users, with a photo with a card with an Electroda nickname and Unitra equipment in the background, will get 200 Electroda points from me.